Hello, this is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Today we're continuing our series of podcasts covering identification standards. Joining us today are John Sabo and Anil Saldana. John and Anil are both members of OASIS ID Trust Member Section Steering Committee. In their day jobs, John is Director of Global Government Relations for CA Technologies, and Anil is Lead Security Architect for Middleware at Red Hat. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
There are a number of different identification standards underway. The purpose of this podcast series is to find out who is doing what and where they fit into the identification puzzle. John and Neil are going to talk to us today about the role OASIS is playing in ID standards. Thanks for joining me today, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. John?
Thanks, Jack. And Neil?
So let's just start off. What role is OASIS playing with ID standards? I know that's a very open-ended question, but you can kind of set the stage for me a little bit. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, let me take a stab at the start, and then Anil can fill in with more detail. But OASIS, as your listeners may know, it's a major standards organization. It's international. It has, I think, I don't know the exact number, maybe 300 member companies and individual members internationally, U.S., Europe, Asia. And it addresses a number of standards, many of them XML-based, but not exclusively so. And in the security arena, the way OASIS is organized, it has technical committees that have very specific standards development charters, and they implement standards in a range of security spaces, including identity. I just want to make a comment that the ID Trust member section that Anil and I are part of in our companies, CA Technologies and Red Hat, and the other member companies, has a specific charter that is a bit broader, and it's very inclusive of a number of technical committees. So we look at trusted infrastructure and identity. We look at trust policies and identity, education, barriers, that kind of thing. And a new area of focus is identity and privacy. An overview of our standards in the member section, in particular, as opposed to OASIS generally, is we've got we have standards focusing on key management, standards focusing on identity meta systems, which is information card identity. We've got standards focusing on digital signatures, which clearly relate to identity, and a new ID cloud standard technical committee, which Anil will talk about. And one other comment, we have a number of broader focus areas that relate to identity. So we have TCs that are dealing with a standard to use common data formats for reputational data other types of technical committee work that, while not specifically on identity, have a tie into it, such as the new privacy management reference model, TC, which we're hoping to get organized in the next 2 months or so. So that's kind of an overview of our member section. I don't know if Anil has some additional comments.
Yeah, thanks, John. I would start with describing the new technical committee identity in the cloud, and then go on to the other identity-based standards at OASIS. So recently we have started this new technical committee called OASIS ID Cloud TC, which has been very popular and successful at inception. So basically this TC aims to, standardize on use cases and profiles for identity management in the cloud. And one of the charter objectives is to, you know, utilize some of the OSS security standards that are related to identity management, such as SAML, WS Federation, as well as other identity management standards from other working groups and standards bodies from around the world. As I mentioned, OSS over the years has a number of, you know, security standards that are related to identity management. So this new technical committee, ID Cloud, is a good, you know, way to look at identity management in the cloud, basically. So we have many standards such as SAML, WS Federation, WS Security related technical committees at OSS, and all of them, you know, kind of cover the various facets of identity management, and in conjunction with the other aspects of security, such as key management, privacy, you know, digital signatures, trust, etc., you know, at OSS we do have a good playing ground for identity management from a standards perspective.
You know, there's a lot of different online identity standards, a lot of different identity online identity work going on. You got Kantara, you got OpenID, you have iCards. How does OASIS fit in with all, with those different standards organizations, those standards bodies?
So, John, I'll start answering this question, and then I guess you can follow up. As I mentioned, you know, OASIS has been working on standardization efforts at various levels for identity management over the years. And identity management is a pretty large area of security. And we do have a number of standards that are OSS standards, like such as SAML and other standards such as WS Federation, WS Security related standards. The thing is, the other organizations such as Kantara, OpenID, and, you know, other bodies that are working in identity management are working for standards and work that are, you know, based on different aspects of identity management, not necessarily, you know, related to what we have done. And I also want to point out that many of the members in these organizations are also OASIS members and have been active participants in the standardization effort for identity management. And so, you know, we do establish liaison relationship with these organizations and try to kind of minimize overlapping work. And as I mentioned, we do have common members working in these organizations, and based on the liaison and other strong relationships with, we have with these other organizations, it kind of works well in the identity ecosystem. John, do you have anything to cover?
Yeah, one additional comment would be that in the ID Trust member section in OASIS, we do foster a lot of interaction with other organizations, you know, either through our membership and leadership in RTCs or through the work of the member section itself. For example, we are sponsoring, the ID Trust member section is co-sponsoring a ID Identity conference in London the week of June. I think the conference itself is June 9th and 10th in London. And the day before that, there will be meetings of the OpenID Foundation, OIX, Matthew Gardner with CA Technologies. My company is on the board of Kantara, and he will be speaking at the OASIS EMA conference. So we foster a lot of dialogue, a lot of discussion, and a lot of relationship building across those in the community who are developing identity-related standards. And I think that's a very important thing. I think you can't look at any one set of standards or any one particular approach to satisfy the needs of all the user communities and all the solutions providers and all the infrastructures. But by fostering this dialogue among the identity standards communities, of which there are multiple ones, as Anil said, either through or across membership or through these formal conferences, I think it's a really important thing that we do in OASIS and through our member companies. As another example, we're sponsoring a conference, the ID Trust member section at the World Bank in Washington, D.C. I believe the dates are September 27th, 28th, about end of September of 2010. And we're now doing outreach to bring in presenters, speakers from other from a variety of standards organizations and implementing organizations.
I just wanted to add 2 points to what John said.
Okay.
The first point is at each of these ID Trust steering committee sponsored events, towards the end of each of the events, we typically have a roundtable panel on the various standards bodies and representatives working on identity management and related aspects. So we have an open dialogue at these events we have. And every time there's the second point, every time we have a major work that we need reviewed by the community and the general public, we have public review system wherein the emails are sent out to the various standards bodies. And many times, their work is also announced on our TC mailing list. So there's some kind of collaboration happening from a feedback mechanism.
Okay, great. And Neil, you just mentioned the emails, newsletters, and John, you mentioned the conferences. Do you have any, besides attending those or, maybe in addition to attending those and looking at those emails, do you have any other advice for people trying to keep up to date on the latest and identification standards?
My thought on it, and Anil maybe have more focus on this than I, but my comment is that the OASIS organization itself is a good place to come. We have a pretty active website. We've got resources, oasis-open.org, and the member section actually has its own web page, which can be accessed through the OASIS website. I think the other thing is that participants would come in through their own area of interest. For example, we're seeing a lot of interest now in a couple of specific infrastructures in the U.S., and this is also building in Europe. And one is in the health IT infrastructure, the electronic health record, personal health record space, where very large systems are going to be developed, and the user community, which is the community of participants in that system, would have a strong interest in the identity-related standards that are going to be adopted by the U.S. government through the work of Health and Human Services and their committees. And so through that avenue, which is very focused on a particular infrastructure or a particular business, there's a great opportunity to link identity standards with what you really do and what your business and if you're a government agency, what your agency's mission tends to be. Another area is smart grid. We're seeing a lot of work being done by NIST, which is taking a look at existing standards, a lot of which deal with not just interoperability and communicating energy-related information, but also dealing with the security, identity, access controls aspects of operating a very sophisticated smart grid. So I think through this type of work, individuals who are listening to this podcast, whatever their business may be or whatever their governmental mission may be, there are really very relevant ways to begin tracking what's happening with identity and many of the standards that we're looking at in the OASIS TCs in ID Trust touch on the standards. For example, OASIS has an OASIS Blue member section that is focusing very specifically on smart grid and energy-related standards. And Zach, one other, I should have mentioned this when I was giving out the URL. The member section has a very good online community with a blog and other features, and the URL for that is idtrust, one string, .xml.org. And this is a pretty good resource for current news on identity identity standards, identity systems, and work that's going on, and blogs and other information. So it's a pretty good resource for those who are trying to get more information.
Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us on this latest edition of the Guardian ID podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.